Welcome back. In this lesson, we're rebuilding a bass line in Ableton Live 12 that hits with modern punch, but still has that vintage jungle soul. Think old school DNB energy, but with cleaner low-end control, tighter mix discipline, and enough movement to keep the loop alive. Now, this is important. In drum and bass, the bass line is not just a low note playing underneath the track. It is the identity of the drop. It's the tension, the hook, the pressure, and often the thing that tells you exactly what kind of tune you're hearing. In jungle and old-school influenced DNB, the bass has to do a lot of jobs at once. It needs to lock with the drums, stay solid in mono, speak clearly on smaller speakers, and still leave enough space for the breakbeats to breathe. So instead of thinking, how do I make a huge bass sound, I want you to think like a low-end editor. Every note has to earn its place. We're going to build this in layers using Ableton stock devices. That means a clean sob on one track, a character-rich mid-bass on another, then some careful processing, automation, and resampling to make it feel like a real section of a track rather than just a loop. Let's start with the groove. Set your project to 174 BPM and build a simple 8-bar loop. Put down a classic DNB kick and snare pattern, plus a chopped break or ghost break layer for extra motion. Keep it sparse enough that the bass can actually speak. If the drums are already busy, the bass should be more selective, not more frantic. Now add a placeholder MIDI bass clip. Don't overcomplicate it yet. 2 to 4 notes is enough to start. Aim for a tonic, maybe a fifth, and one passing note for tension. In this style, the bass often works best when it answers the drums instead of constantly filling every beat. Leave gaps on purpose. Those gaps are part of the groove. Next, build the sub layer first. This is the foundation, so keep it clean and simple. Use operator if you want a pure sine wave sub, or wave eatable if you want a little more flexibility. For a classic DNB sub, go with a sine wave, keep the pitch centered, and remove anything unnecessary. Set the amp envelope with a short attack, a medium decay if you want a little shape, or a flatter envelope if you want a smoother roller. A good starting point is 0 to 5 milliseconds attack, around 120 to 300 milliseconds decay if you want subtle pluck, full or near full sustain, and a short release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The key here is mono. Keep the sub centered and stable. If needed, drop a utility after the synth and force it to mono. This is one of those things that feels boring in the solo track, but in the full mix it's exactly what makes the bass sound big and professional. Now for the fun part. The mid-bass layer. This is where the soul, grit, and movement live. Wave eatable is a great choice here, because it gives you controlled bass behavior. Analog works if you want a thicker, older-school tone. Drift is great if you want something rawer and slightly unstable. For a wave-eatable starting point, use all-like sources, maybe 2 oscillators, with a small to medium amount of detune. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. You want width, but not so much that the center disappears. Use a low-pass filter with a little drive, and let a slow LFO gently move the wave-eatable position or filter cutoff. A useful range for the filter cutoff is somewhere between 200 Hz and 1.5 kHz, depending on how bright you want the mid layer. Keep resonance low to moderate, and if you want little slides between notes, add a small amount of glide, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds, just enough to give the bass some character without turning it into a modern wobble fest. Now shape the envelope so the bass has groove, not just sustain. DNB bass works best when the note length is deliberate. Try a short attack, a decay somewhere between 150 and 400 milliseconds, sustain around 50 to 100% depending on the style, and release around 40 to 150 milliseconds. If you want that classic jungle speak on the front of the note, give the filter envelope a little bite. If you want a tighter, more modern pressure, keep the movement subtle and let rhythm do the talking. At this point, you've got a clean sub and a moving mid layer. Now we make the character layer speak with harmonics. On the mid-bass track, try a chain like saturator, then overdrive or roar if you want more aggression, then EQ8. Start with saturator and push the drive a little, maybe 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip if the peaks get too wild, then use EQ8 to clean things up. Cut the unnecessary low rumble below about 80 to 120 Hz on the mid layer. If it gets boxy, ease down the 200 to 400 Hz range. If it gets harsh, gently tame the 2 to 5 kHz area. This separation is huge. Distort the mid layer, not the sub. That's how you get the grime and attitude without wrecking your low-end control. Now write the phrase like a musician, not just a programmer. Don't just loop 2 bars and leave it there. Build a call and response idea. Maybe bar 1 has a longer note, bar 2 answers with a shorter syncopated hit, Bar 3 repeats with a small variation, and bar 4 gives you a rest, a fill, or a little slide. This is where the bass starts feeling like jungle. Use rests, let the snare crack through. Leave room for the break's ghost notes. If the bass is stepping all over the drum pocket, the groove loses its identity fast. A really useful trick here is to think in 8-bar arcs. Even if your MIDI loop is only 2 bars, something should change every 4 or 8 bars so it feels like a section, not just a repeating patch. That might be note length, filter movement, glide amount, or a small rhythmic change. Automate the bass so it evolves. Move the filter cutoff on the mid layer. Automate the wavitable position. Push the saturation drive for a lift into the next section. Maybe send a tiny bit to delay or reverb right before a transition, then pull it back when the drop hits. A subtle cutoff lift over the last 1 or 2 bars before a switch up can create a lot of tension without needing a huge FX explosion. Now group the sub and mid layers into a bass bus. On the group, keep the processing subtle. A glue compressor with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can help bind the layers together. Use a gentle EQ if needed, and maybe a very light saturator if the whole thing needs a touch more glue. But don't overdo it. The bass should feel finished, not blurred. Also, check the bass in mono. This is non-negotiable. If the sound falls apart in mono, the issue is usually too much stereo information in the wrong place, especially in the res layer. Keep the sub mono, keep the mid layer controlled, and let the width live mostly in the upper harmonics. Now for one of the most useful old-school jungle workflows, resampling. Once the bass line feels good in the loop, record it to audio. Route the bass bus to an audio track and capture a few bars. Then use that audio to chop tails, reverse little fragments, create fills, or even make one version dirtier for the intro and another cleaner for the drop. This gives the bass a more recorded feel, like it came out of a classic session rather than a preset. It also speeds up decisions. If a bass phrase works as audio, it usually survives arrangement and mix decisions more cleanly than endless synth tweaking. Now think like an arranger. A strong DNB bass line usually has structure. Maybe the intro uses filtered bass hints or just a sub pulse. Then the first drop gives you the full phrase. After that, introduce a variation every 8 bars, maybe a new rhythm or a higher harmonic detail. Then strip the sub for a bar or two in the switch up, add a fill, and bring the full weight back in the second drop with a little more aggression. That contrast is what makes the tune feel alive. As you work, keep asking the right questions. Does the kick still punch? Does the snare still crack? Does the bass own the low end without smearing the groove? Is it still strong in mono? If the bass feels too dull, add harmonics to the mid layer instead of just boosting the sub. If it feels too clicky or aggressive, soften the front edge. If it feels weak, check whether the note lengths are too short or whether the mid layer is disappearing on smaller speakers. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub stereo, don't distort the sub heavily, don't overwrite the drums with constant notes, and don't use one sound for everything. Splitting the bass into sub and mid is one of the simplest ways to get clear, professional DNB low end. If you want to push it further, add tiny pitch movement on the mid layer for life, use short ghost notes between drum hits, or create a parallel crunch layer by duplicating the mid bass and distorting the copy more heavily while keeping the low end out of it. That can add bite without destroying the original tone. Here's a good practice move. Build a 30-second arrangement sketch at 174 BPM with one sub track, one mid bass track, and one resampled audio layer. Give yourself at least 2 articulations and 1 automation change every 4 bars. Start filtered, open up into the main phrase, vary the rhythm, go heavier in the next section. Strip it back briefly, then return with the strongest version of the bass. Keep the sub mono the whole time, and check the final result in mono before you call it done. The main takeaway is this: great jungle and old school DNB bass is not just about sound design. It's about phrasing, space, tension, and control. Keep the sub boring on purpose. Let the mid layer carry the attitude. Write for the break, not just the root note. And build the bass like part of the whole drum and bass ecosystem, not like a separate layer sitting on top. If you get that balance right, your bass line will hit with modern weight, but still carry that vintage soul that makes jungle-inspired music feel timeless.